Testosterone abuse. The use of performance-enhancing steroid drugs, generally known as anabolic steroids, has become a scandal in athletic competition. Olympic champions have lost medals. Professional athletes have been suspended. Coaches have lost their jobs. Suppliers have been arrested, and record-breaking performances have been expunged from the books. The problem may be epitomized by the prestigious and venerable international bicycle race, the Tour de France. In recent years, this grueling competition, a month-long trek over flatlands and mountains, has been undermined by accusations and revelations of illegal anabolic steroid use by many top competitors, including the presumed winner of the 2006 race. But just what is the problem? Shortly before puberty, the male reproductive system increases its production of an important chemical signal, testosterone, the male sex hormone. Testosterone enters cells where it binds to certain receptors and alters gene expression. The cells that have these receptors are those involved in the development of male secondary sex characteristics, such as deep voice, facial and body hair, and increased muscle mass. Supplemental anabolic steroids are used therapeutically to treat conditions such as delayed puberty, some types of impotence, and the loss of muscles that occurs with certain diseases. But hormone signals in the body usually have many different actions, and testosterone is no exception. When a muscle is exercised, an interaction between the exercise and the sex steroids result in growth of the muscle, something that is very obvious among bodybuilders. Bodybuilders who abuse anabolic steroids typically use them in doses 10 to 100 times greater than the therapeutic doses. The resulting extreme growth of skeletal muscle mass extends to women as well, because a female's cells have steroid receptors, although females normally have only low levels of testosterone. When women bodybuilders use anabolic steroids, they develop male muscle patterns. They also develop deep voices and body and facial hair. And because these steroids generate negative feedback in the control of the female reproductive system, their breast tissue diminishes, they stop menstruating, and they become infertile. Similar negative feedback in males causes their sex organs to shrink and become non-functional. Even more serious, for both men and women, is a greatly increased risk of cancer and of heart, liver, and kidney disease. Despite the risks, steroid drugs are consistently taken by those seeking an unfair advantage. Athletic governing organizations thus seek to detect their use. Anabolic steroids circulate in the blood and are broken down in the liver. Some residual byproducts are excreted in the urine. Illicit drug makers constantly seek to design new anabolic steroids that produce the desired physical results, but do not produce detectable byproducts.